You are listening to the Budget Divas podcast with your host, Jen Trinidad. In this podcast, we discuss real life money strategies that you can implement without sacrificing your social life or living on a beans and rice budget. It is possible to live happily while on a debt-free journey and enjoy the shiny objects in life.
Welcome to another episode of the Budget Divas podcast. I am your host, Jen Trinidad, and we are continuing our Back to Basics series. Today, I wanted to talk about what to do when you feel frustrated with your budget. I get this question often. Jen, what do you do when you feel frustrated with your budget? And most of the time, it's around not having enough money to pay the bills each month, or having money, but it runs out as soon as payday hits. Even feeling like you're spinning your wheels, trying to make more money each month with little to no progress. I have definitely been here as well. When we first started our debt-free journey, this was a frustration that would run through my mind daily. It seemed like no matter how hard we worked, there wasn't enough money to last the entire month. I was even so afraid to open the mailbox and see the stack of bills in it, and it seemed like doomsday was every single day. There were more stressed out days than there were happy days. And even though we tried as hard as we could to hustle our way out of debt, we end up feeling frustrated, depleted, and sick to our stomach because the debt wasn't going down fast enough. But I noticed that whenever I rush the process on anything I do, whether it's business, budgeting, trying to work out, get fit, it always ends up being a bad decision. There are only so many hours in the day, and trying to cram everything in a short amount of time usually means sleepless nights, multitasking without getting anything done, and more ugly crying nights than anything else. You know, that ugly cry where you cry your eyes out and can't even breathe. Can you relate to any of this? If you've ever felt like your heart is racing all the time, stressed over money woes, and all you want to do is close your eyes and hope that it goes away, there is a money challenge that works every single time to recalibrate my mind and my spirit. Whenever I do this challenge, I always feel more relaxed as it forces me to slow down, and it's like a detox that is getting rid of the toxic thoughts in my head that causes me to feel frustrated with money. And that challenge is a no-spend challenge. Now, before you say, what? That doesn't make any sense. You're telling me you want me to feel less frustrated and not spend any money? No retail therapy? Well, just hear me out, because I do want to tell you exactly what a no-spend challenge is so that you can do this as well, but set your own terms, your own goals, your own parameters, so that you can successfully do this challenge. So what exactly is a no-spend challenge? Well, a no-spend challenge is a personal challenge in which you set a goal to not spend money on non-essentials within a certain time period. The goal of this challenge is to really target areas to reduce unnecessary expenses, increase your savings, and overall improve your financial health. During this challenge, you set your own rules so that it is meaningful to you. Some of our goals for our no-spend challenge are not spending money on the non-essentials, only spending money on the essential bills such as housing, utilities, transportation, avoiding the non-essentials, clothes, electronics, entertainment, also using up items that have already been purchased before buying more, such as groceries, toiletries, personal items, and looking for free or low-cost alternatives for leisure activities. I recently hosted a 7-day no-spend challenge that was free, and it was so mind-boggling of what we could accomplish in 7 short days. Some of the responses I received from the participants were using up items in the home before buying more, getting creative with meal planning, and putting things in their Amazon cart, but not checking out. It was so refreshing to hear that instead of this being restrictive for them, it was freeing. It allowed them to stop and breathe, make some mental space for creativity, and think about their intentions before buying an impulse item. These challenges do not have to be a specific amount of time. Some people like to do it only during the work week so they can enjoy their money on the weekends. Others want to do a 30-day challenge to get their financial goals faster. There are even Facebook groups where participants will do a no-spend year. For me, I find that 7 days is just enough time to get me back on track with my financial goals whenever I'm feeling stressed, frustrated, and want to throw my budget out the window and go on a shopping spree instead. A no-spend challenge can be a powerful way to take control of your spending habits, increase your financial awareness, and work towards your financial goals. However, it's important to approach the challenge with a positive mindset and be flexible just in case you have unexpected expenses or emergencies. However long you decide to do a challenge, I want to give you 5 reasons why a no-spend challenge will help to overcome the frustrated feelings of budgeting. 1, it forces you to slow down. Last year in 2022 was probably the busiest year in a really long time. And although it was super productive, I felt stressed all the time. It was like running on a hamster wheel 24/7 with no end in sight. I usually try to do 2 7-day no-spend challenge in weeks a year, typically at the beginning of the year, after the holidays, and another one right after summer ends. But since last year was filled with so many activities for work, my business, and my husband's business, it just felt like there was never a good time to slow down. But in the most recent 7-day no-spend challenge that we did a few weeks ago, I decided as much as possible, I was going to stay home and save money on gas. And using that time usually spent on the road, running errands, getting things done, this allowed me to take a breather at home and journal. I also noticed that the brain fog went away and I was able to download the contents of my brain to paper and map out what I really wanted to accomplish during the no-spend week. One of my previous coaches, she once told me, when you get in the car, I want you to make sure that the radio is off, your phone is on silent, you're not getting any distracted, and drive to work with nothing on. Just looking and seeing the things that are around you. And that was really, really hard for me because usually I'm listening to a podcast, or, you know, I'm using my Bluetooth to call a friend, or there's so many external activities that's going around me that being in the silence for an hour drive was really nuts. But what I found was there were so many things around me that I didn't notice. And it also helped me to collect my thoughts, have a conversation with God, and really forced me to slow down. So that was such great advice to help calm my nerves, get me less stressed out. And when I finally arrived at work, I had a clear mind, the brain fog went away, and I was ready to start my day. The second reason why you should do a no-spend challenge is it brings out your creativity. When you are doing a no-spend challenge, you are forced to get creative with meal planning, how you manage your time, how you're doing activities with your friends and family that do not require any spending money. Now, if you already have money set aside for a special occasion, say there's a birthday that week, an anniversary party, etc., go ahead and spend that. But most of the time, try to do a no-spend challenge when you don't have any important planned events. So during the recent 7-day no-spend challenge, I honestly had so much fun with it. The first task was to plan meals around my kitchen inventory. So this meant going through my fridge, my freezer, my pantry, and seeing what I already had, and if I was able to make any meals out of it, before going to the grocery store to buy more food. The great part was that when I looked at my kitchen inventory, my chest freezer, my pantry was like overflowing with food that I had to use up. And each time I went to the store previously, it was like a game of Tetris trying to fit everything in. So what I did during the 7-day main spend challenge was I made 2 to 3 meals at once so that we could eat it over the next few days so that I wasn't cooking and cleaning on a daily basis. But I also felt so inspired to create some of my favorite restaurant recipes at home that were healthier and inexpensive. Another thing that you can do during this no spend challenge is pull out your list of things that you want to learn during this time. Pick up that guitar and learn a new song, learn to sew, even learn how to build a website if you're starting a business. This is one of the greatest ways to spend your time during a no spend challenge. Not only does it energize you because your brain is learning something new, but it also gives you the confidence to keep learning a new hobby or perfecting your skills. So the third reason why you should do a no spend challenge is that less is more. When you're at home during a no spend challenge, you may be inspired to declutter and sell items that you no longer need or are no longer serving you. In this podcast, we talk a lot about spending money on items that are meaningful and getting rid of items that no longer fit your lifestyle or current season of life. I heard from some of my participants in the challenge during this time. They had garage sales, sold items on Facebook Marketplace, Mercari, and so forth. So not only were they saving money during the challenge, but they were also making money right from the comfort of their home. I didn't sell any items during the most recent challenge. However, a family member said their church was having a yard sale, so this was a great time to go through my items and donate whatever I didn't want. I used to feel like when I donated items, I needed to fill that space with new items, but I am learning that having that empty space is okay and actually a lot more freeing. So looking in my closet and seeing the items that I truly love and not wanting more is so powerful. Another cool thing that happened was I had put several items in my Amazon cart to save for later, but when the no spend challenge was over, I didn't want it anymore. If you've ever heard me talk about mystery shopping, one of the cool takeaways is that most of the time these companies do not require you to spend any money. You can go to the store like a regular shopper, go through the motions of shopping, and come out without buying anything. And that was exactly what I did with my Amazon cart. There were items that I thought I needed, so I went through the motions of putting it in my cart, only to realize a few days later that I no longer needed or wanted it. The fourth reason why you should do this challenge is it helps to evaluate your financial goals. When you're on a no-spend challenge, you start to realize how many free things you can do outdoors that not only refreshes your mind and spirit, but also brings you joy and that energy back to you. I can get up so caught up with a long list of to-dos from running from store to store, getting errands done and so forth, that I don't actually stop to smell the roses. During this recent no spend challenge, my husband and I went to the beach to enjoy each other's company, did a couple of food mystery shops to pay for our lunch, and talked about our financial goals for the year. It's usually during these no spend challenge periods that we start to come up for air and think of creative ways to cut back on expenses that we're not using anymore or don't need and increase our income so we can hit those goals by the end of the year. And the last reason why you should do a no spend challenge is it helps you to be grateful. And the last reason why you should do a no spend challenge is it forces you to be grateful, to look at what is around you. This is the most important item to remember when you're feeling frustrated with your budget. So each morning, what I would do is I would go outside with my cup of coffee and write in my journal for an hour everything that I was grateful for. Even though I try to do this on a regular basis, there's something about doing it during a no-spend challenge that makes me think clearly about gratitude. I started walking around my house, looking at all the things I was grateful for, thinking about God, family, and friendships that have lasted for many years. doing this type of meditation made me realize that even though I can get super frustrated with my budget, and if I'm not hitting my financial goals fast enough, it always brings me back to what's most important. And that is the relationship and connections we have with one another. Being grateful for what God has already blessed us with. Sure, it's so natural to crave for more, but being in the state of mind that you're already happy with what you have is so, so powerful. So those are my five reasons on why you should do a no-spend money challenge. Number one, it forces you to slow down. Number two, it sparks creativity. Number three, less is more. Decluttering is so freeing. Number four, it helps you to evaluate your financial goals. And number five, it helps you to have a grateful heart. So whether you decide to do it on a weekend, 7 days, or even for an entire month, the transformation coming out of it will be so powerful. I'm cheering you on, friend. You got this. You may be frustrated now, but I know that it's only for a season, and this season won't last forever. So until we meet again in the next podcast, keep moving forward one step at a time.